Patricia Tarr. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have told us that 2011 is a year of transfiguring, rebirth, and renewal. Many wonderful things, as well as challenging things, have happened over the past several months that have literally changed the course of history. The most important thing that has occurred is that lightworkers around the world, working in unison with the entire company of heaven, have co-created a new planetary cause of divine love that will affect the earth and all her life. This amazing event occurred in the realms of cause, where everything begins. Now it is up to you and me and every other person on this planet to bring the patterns of divine love tangibly into the physical world of form. Once something has been established in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from eventually reflecting into the world of effects, which is the physical plane of Earth. The only variable is how long that will take, and that is determined by the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of the beings, the people, abiding in that physical plane. What is occurring on Earth at this moment is that everything that conflicts with the frequencies of our new planetary cause of divine love are being pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light. That means that everything that conflicts with divine love, all of the maladies, all of the selfishness, all of the corruption, all of the negativity, our human miscreations, are being pushed to the surface. All we have to do is watch the news to see evidence of this manifesting everywhere. People are finally beginning to listen to that inner heart prompting, and they're transcending the oppressive grip of our wayward human egos. Our God selves, the divinity within us, our I Am presences, are beginning to take dominion of our lives, our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. And we are no longer allowing ourselves to be oppressed and controlled by the outside influences of other people or our lower human egos in ways that we have in the past. Day by day, the outer world effects of this profound truth are becoming evident in our lives. Changes that we have been striving to make in our individual and our collective lives for eons of time are now being brought to fruition. The oppressive consciousness of our human ego no longer is able to have the paralyzing grip on us that it has used in the past to manipulate us and to control us. This has been part of the process for lifetimes. So today, you and I and the rest of humanity, through their I Am presence, are going to join forces with the entire company of heaven. And we're going to accelerate the expansion of our new planetary cause of divine love in the physical plane of Earth. We're going to invoke this light to assist every person, place, condition, or thing evolving on this planet. Remember that light is infinitely more powerful than the painful human miscreations that are surfacing all over the world at this time. And as we invoke the light, the company of heaven has been given permission to amplify our efforts 1,000 times, 1,000-fold, when we join together in a collective consciousness as we are doing today. So let's invoke the I Am presence, the divine God self of every man, woman, and child, to come forth now and to join with us in consciousness as we invoke the light of God from the very core of creation to add to the light of the world. And as one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we will join with the entire company of heaven to increase the influx of the patterns of perfection for our new cause divine love. This will assist in clearing away the surfacing negativity at an accelerated pace, and it will assist every person who is striving to improve the quality of his or her life during this tumultuous time. The difficulty is for the mass consciousness of people that aren't aware of what is really occurring at this moment is that they look at outer world appearances and it looks as though the earth is going to hell in a handbasket and they feel like everything is getting worse. But nothing could be further from the truth. The reality is that what we are seeing in the outer world is the negativity that's being pushed to the surface as the light of God increases, as our planetary cause of divine love expands through every heart flame. So we easily see the negativity being pushed to the surface. What we don't see as easily is the incredible force of divine love that is pushing it to the surface. Now, during this unprecedented purging process that humanity is going through at this time, we are receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. The divine intent of this intervention from on high is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day in each and every one of our lives. Then, with new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these challenging times with a different attitude, with joyous expectation and hope, instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed, which many people do. With the sacred knowledge that's pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is right this moment in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness to ever manifest in the physical plane in the history of time. Now, during this hour that we're going to share together today, we will work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live today or whether you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven in to our collective force field of light. And your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence and the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, let's prepare humanity to receive an unprecedented gift of divine love that will flow forth from the core of creation, the very heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. Today we will co-create, in unison with the company of heaven, a greatly expanded influx of this magnificent frequency of our new planetary cause of divine love. Let's begin by breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the heart and mind of the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Together we are one, collective, unified force of pure divine love. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of God's perfection, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire of transfiguring divine love from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity of your own heart. This divine love is now flowing through your balanced heart flame, the immortal, victorious, threefold flame within your heart, which is the divine balance of our Father God's power, our Mother God's love, and the wisdom and enlightenment of the sons and daughters of God. This light is flowing through your heart flame, into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love, rebirth, and renewal is now forming a grid of love around the planet. This grid of love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations that are being pushed to the surface now to be healed and transmuted into light, into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love, expanding over the abyss from the densest, darkest energies to the most brilliant frequencies of light, is a bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life are now ascending on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we all offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, humanity, the governments of the world, all of the activities that humanity is involved with, and all life evolving on this planet, changing these frequencies into the immaculate concept of the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which will reflect the earth's divine destiny of heaven on earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The divine intent of our activity of light today is to expand our cause of divine love in, through, and around every particle of life in the physical plane of Earth. As we prepare to expand our new planetary cause of divine love on behalf of all humanity, the elemental kingdom, and all of the angels serving the Earth, let's take a journey in projected consciousness into the realms of illumined truth, where we will activate the pre-encoded memories of our purpose and reason for being that are encoded in our RNA-DNA structures. Please sit comfortably in your chair now with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Gently rest your hands in your lap with your palms facing upward so that you will be an open conduit for this light that will be pouring forth from the heart of God. I am going to state this visualization and this activity of light in the first person so that we will all experience it individually and tangibly. But remember, we are all one. So it is important for us to acknowledge that as we invoke this experience for ourselves, we are also serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And we are invoking this activity of light through the mighty I Am presence of every person evolving on this sweet earth. And each person's I Am presence will absorb this light and integrate it into that person's life experience in perfect alignment with their divine plan and their highest good. So now go within to the divinity of your heart and follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I am breathing in deeply, and as I exhale, I feel any of the confusion or stress of the day just dropping away. I breathe in deeply again, and on the holy breath, I experience my consciousness going within to the secret place of the Most High Living God that is pulsating within my heart. As I continue breathing in and exhaling deeply and rhythmically, within this sacred space, I know that I am one with the I Am presence of every person on earth. And I am also one with my Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. The invocations and visualizations I do for myself this sacred and holy day, I am doing also for humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth. I now focus my attention on the immortal, victorious threefold flame in my heart that is being brought into perfect balance. And I am filled with the love and harmony of God. This divine essence is expanding through my heart flame into my earthly bodies, and the vibration of every electron of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is being accelerated. I feel myself now lifting into the embrace of my mighty I Am presence. And I lovingly surrender into the perfection of this higher aspect of my own divinity. My earthly bodies are becoming shining and invincible. Every fiber of my being is becoming lighter, and I feel myself ascending out of the oppressive limitation of the physical plane of earth. In an invincible force field of God's protection and pure light, I am lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. In this higher frequency of divine consciousness, all of the illusions of the physical plane drop away, and I experience a new level of clarity, understanding, and lucidity. I now know that I am a multidimensional being of light, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine, for I am a beloved child of God. As I awaken to this truth, more knowledge from the divine mind of God begins to flow into my consciousness. As this occurs, I am lifted higher and higher into the realms of illumined truth. Within this higher level of consciousness, I begin to remember my covenant with my Father, Mother, God, and I affirm through a new level of knowing that beginning today, through my I Am presence, I am in such control of my emotions that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. Through my I Am presence, I am monitoring my words, thoughts, feelings, and actions because I realize that they are all powerful and they will bring their effect into my life. I can rule my world and all outer conditions through my creative faculties of thought and feeling and my gift of free will. I am letting my family and friends know that they are a vital, significant part of my life, and I am as enthusiastic about their accomplishments as I am about my own accomplishments. Through my I Am presence, I am speaking continually of health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet, and I am empowering and magnifying the positive side of every situation, no matter how small. Through my I Am presence, I am so involved with improving myself that I do not have time to notice or even criticize the shortcomings of others. I am giving thanks for every circumstance in every move of my life. For in true heart-lifting thanks, I can reach that faith which removes mountains. I am quieting myself now for a few minutes, and each morning I empty my mind of all of the thoughts and listen for the voice of my I Am presence for guidance and illumination. Through my I Am presence, I am perpetually radiating love, peace, happiness, and harmony with every breath I take. Through my I Am presence, I am thinking only of the best, speaking only of the best, doing only the best, and expecting only the best. I am giving a smile to every living creature I meet today, for I now know that every impulse for a thoughtful act, every single smile given from a heart filled with love, every kind word spoken, when a hasty word may have been so much easier, is a small gift of love I am able to return to my Father, Mother, God, and to the gift of humanity for the many blessings I have received. Through my I Am presence, I am engulfing every electron of precious life energy evolving on this sweet earth with the essence of our new planetary cause of divine love, moment to moment, with every breath I take, through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. And so it is. With this new clarity from my I Am presence, I begin to understand the truth about me. I assimilate the love of my Father, Mother, God into a deeper level of my conscious mind, and the truth about me begins to expose itself into my consciousness. I came into this world for a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a mission. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation of this sweet earth. I am part of God, and the fullness of my Father, Mother, God abides within me. In the mind of God, no one is useless or meaningless. Every single person is valuable and critically important to the balance and order of the universe. Without me, God would not be complete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that I am called to do, I do with happiness and enthusiasm, for I realize now that nothing is too insignificant. I am now embraced in my Father, Mother, God's love. And never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude for the opportunity to be on earth at this time. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I am now going to go forth to to fulfill my divine mission. With my inner vision, I am able to now see the loving and all-encompassing light of my I Am Presence freely flowing through my heart flame. With my physical sight, I see the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child, and the divine plan for the lavish abundance of God to be manifesting everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and filled with divine love, for I remember who I am. I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. And so it is. Now, I expand this activity of light, of invoking my planetary cause of divine love, the full divine momentum of the transfiguring divine love of my Father, Mother, God, into the physical plane of Earth. Through this activity of light, I have been raised into a higher level of consciousness than I have previously experienced, and new levels of awareness are flowing into my mind and my heart. Through my I Am Presence, I begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. I am aware of my presence in the world, and I know that I am one with all life. But I gently remove my attention from the outer world at this moment, and I reverently enter the divinity of my heart through an expanded level of awareness. Again, I breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I feel myself ascending even higher in consciousness. Breathing in deeply, ascending up the spiral of evolution, I experience myself now crossing the threshold of light, entering the heart of my Father, Mother, God. Within the magnificent heart flame of my Father, Mother, God, instantly I am enveloped in the embrace of God's unfathomable, transfiguring divine love. Within this frequency, in the silence of the great cosmic I Am, I hear the melodious tones and I absorb the celestial fragrance of divine love. Suddenly, I feel myself soaring into higher frequencies of love than I have ever known. I pierce into the core of purity within the flame of transfiguring divine love. And the splendor of this sacred fire from the heart of my Father, Mother, God permeates every fiber of my being. As this occurs, I am experiencing a love and a reverence for life beyond anything I ever dreamed possible. Divine wisdom is awakening within my heart. And in a flash of enlightenment, I know and fully understand how I am to convey this oneness and this reverence for all life to the mass consciousness of humanity through our newly established planetary cause of divine love. I am the open door for this activity of light. I am the cup, the holy grail, through which this consciousness will flow to awaken within the heart of every man, woman, and child the realization of our oneness. This realization is seared into my conscious mind and will now be tangibly available to me whenever I need to recall this sacred knowledge in my service to humanity or to any facet of life on this sweet earth. Now, in deep humility and gratitude, I accept the opportunities that are flowing into my conscious mind that are being presented to me within the heart of God. And I volunteer, according to my wisdom and my understanding, to be an instrument of God for this transfiguring divine love that is now flowing through our new planetary cause of divine love. Through my I Am Presence, in unison with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child, and the entire company of heaven, I consecrate my life to be the open door through which the full spectrum of our new planetary cause of divine love will now flow to bless all life on Earth. For a sublime moment, I assimilate this experience as I breathe in and breathe out slowly and rhythmically. With each in-breath, I ascend higher and higher into the multifaceted celestial frequencies of my Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love. And with every out-breath, I breathe this sacred fire forth to consecrate all life evolving on Earth. As each human being evolving on Earth is consecrated with the full potential of the flame of transfiguring divine love, their I Am Presence activates specific genetic codings within their RNA and DNA structures. These codings contain the immaculate concept of each person's divine plan. With every out-breath, I expand this light into the world of form. And with every in-breath, I reach higher and higher into the multifaceted celestial frequencies of my Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love. Breathing in and exhaling as the RNA, DNA structures, the specific genetic codings, are being activated within every person, bringing to the surface of their conscious mind, through their I Am Presence, the immaculate concept of their purpose and reason for being on Earth during this cosmic moment. Breathing in, reaching into the frequencies of pure light. Exhaling, magnetizing these frequencies through every heart flame. This activity of light is empowering every beloved son and daughter of God on Earth to fulfill his or her divine purpose and reason for being. Through this activation, the mind and emotions of every person are purified and realigned with the harmony of their true being. This purification paves the way for the conscious mind and the superconscious mind within each individual to merge and become one. In this state of at-one-ment, each person's I Am Presence comes to the forefront now and takes dominion of his or her life. As this occurs, the life, body, mind, and soul of each person are quickened state of enlightenment that clears the way for the fulfillment of the divine plan and the manifestation of our new planetary cause of divine love and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. And so it is. Now, as each person begins to get glimpses through their consciousness of the I Am presence, their divine plan, through the pre-encoded memories of their genetic codings, they begin to experience through their I Am presence greater levels of understanding of the magnitude of this moment and what the divine love of our new planetary cause is reflecting into the world of form. And the I Am presence of each one as one collective being of light now affirms, O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself now and forever. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle radiating love transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that God is the only power acting within me. I know that my Father, Mother, God are working through me, radiating forth the perfection of all that is to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to claim its own. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me, and in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love, permeating form, until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. And so it is, beloved, I am. As the I Am presence allows each soul to now see with new eyes and hear with new ears, a greater level of clarity begins to reverberate through the conscious mind. As these words resonate within every heart flame. In the past, our human egos manipulated us into believing that we could change the circumstances of our lives by changing outer appearances. In truth, outer appearances will only change if we address the cause of the problem. When we deal with just the outer appearances of a situation, instead of what is causing the problem. It is like trying to change the reflection in a mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection in the first place. This is a futile effort, and we will fail every time. Monumental changes are taking place on Earth, and humanity is standing at a crossroads. We can choose to remain in the quagmire of our painful human miscreations, or we can create a new cause that will move us forward into the light. The good news is that this choice is easier than we have ever experienced before. Because of the unprecedented influx of light that has taken place recently, the I Am presence, the divinity, within every person is at long last reclaiming dominion of our earthly experiences. And divine intervention of our I Am presence is allowing the entire company of heaven to work more closely with us than ever before. These selfless messengers of our Father, Mother, God are joining with us now in unified consciousness to expand the newly established planetary cause of divine love that we have co-created. This cause is transforming this planet and all life evolving upon her into a full expression of heaven on earth, which is the divine destiny for this planet and all life evolving here. The cause of divine love is now expanding through every heart flame. And in deep gratitude for our ability to serve life in this way, today we join together with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child as we unify our hearts with the entire company of heaven. We expand the planetary cause that has been established. This planetary cause is far more powerful than any of the human miscreations that are currently causing humanity's pain and suffering. This planetary cause is lifting humanity out of the frequency of darkness that we miscreated over eons of time, and it is lifting us into the frequencies of pure divine love. Beloved Father, Mother, God, we ask that you now expand the flame of transfiguring divine love that is pulsating within every person's heart flame. Create from this sacred fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love that expands through the heart of Mother Earth, expanding and expanding until it envelops the entire planet Earth in this magnificent heart of pure divine love. This resplendent heart of divine love is now magnetizing the love of God from every ascended level of being throughout the whole of creation. This unfathomable influx of love is flooding the earth and bathing every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life in its healing unguent. This activity of light is creating the archetypes that will expand the patterns of perfection of our planetary cause of divine love within the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child. Our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every person on earth are joining with us in this activity of light. And as one unified force of pure divine love, we are expanding this activity of light now through every heart flame into the world of form. This unprecedented influx of divine love is now flowing through each person, creating a symphony of love that is ensouling and interpenetrating our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. This influx of divine love is expanding into the fifth dimensional heart chakra of every person on the planet. The I Am presence of every man, woman, and child is now a PowerPoint of light that is unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on Earth. The I Am presence is inbreathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of divine love throughout humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire physical plane of Earth. The I Am presence within every person is now the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is experiencing this force field of unconditional divine love through his or her I Am presence. Through the I Am presence, every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions that are manifesting on Earth. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every human being, we are the cause of this force field of divine love now being physically established on Earth. Together, we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of light. This is what our new planetary cause of divine love is attracting into each of our lives personally and all of our lives collectively. We are all being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are here and now becoming the masters of love that we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, now accepting responsibility for loving the sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are now intensifying their light through every person's heart flame. This activity of light is lifting humanity into a higher octave of divine service. Every person on Earth is being permanently invested with a new planetary cosmic force field of divine love. This force field is initiating each of us into a higher order of service to humanity and the light. This will greatly enhance our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth in the physical world of form, which is our most important facet of the divine plan at this time. We accept that this activity of light is being God victoriously accomplished through every heart flame, right here and right now, even as we call. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. This activity of light is now bringing into balance, into a higher frequency of divine radiance, the immortal, victorious threefold flame within our hearts and the hearts of all humanity. the newly balanced threefold flame within our hearts has a dual pulsation. The first pulsation is the in-breath, assimilation, and absorption. The second pulsation is the out-breath, expansion, and radiation. On the in-breath, my threefold flame extends up in vibration, piercing into the very heart and mind of God, the source of never-ending perfection. And on the out-breath, my threefold flame radiates the blessings from the heart and mind of God into the physical plane, eventually projecting these gifts throughout the planet and into the universe. On every in-breath, my heart flame ascends into new heights of divinity. And on every out-breath, my flame becomes a stronger pulsation of God's blessings into the world of form. My I Am presence is helping me to consciously realize this with breath by breath by breath. Because of this dual activity, my heart flame is both the portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light within me, as well as the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. It is through the holy breath that I will magnetize the patterns of perfection from our new planetary cause of divine love into the physical plane of Earth. My threefold flame is both the inward portal to my fifth dimensional I Am presence and the open door for the gifts of our new planetary cause of divine love from my Father, Mother, God, radiating outward into my daily life. Through the holy breath within my heart, my inner journey to God and my outer service to life are brought into perfect balance. It is within this balance that I find my true God self, the master within, the keeper of the flame. It is within this balance that I enter the flow of pure divine love. The threefold flame in my heart is a point of I Am consciousness, directed downward into denser vibrations by my I Am presence. My heart flame is the center of my being, contains all of the basic elements of creation. It pulsates with energy, matter, intelligence, or power, love, and wisdom. I am a source of blessings from God in the physical world of form, and I am united now as one breath, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. As one collective being with the mighty I Am presence of all humanity and the company of heaven, I am dispensing more and more of the profound gifts of our planetary cause of divine love from the causal body of God into the physical plane. And through our unified efforts, our Father, Mother, God are taking full dominion, and the balance of the masculine and feminine essence of divinity within each heart flame is becoming a manifest reality for all of my earthly experiences. All the adverse effects of my fall from grace are being healed through this essence of divine love. I am a force of God moving on this planet. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is my immortal victorious threefold flame, the true center of my being. I am a balanced threefold flame, which is my electronic spiraling aura around me. I am the love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God, continually flowing through me. I am a very powerful force of light, and I am one with all light, the great universal consciousness of all that is. I now breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my hands and my feet as I gently move my fingers and my toes, continue to breathe rhythmically and deeply as I assimilate this cause of divine love into my earthly bodies. I breathe in deeply, exhaling again, and when I'm ready, I will open my eyes. Precious Heart, I want to thank you with all of the love of my being for your willingness to add to the light of the world and for the powerful activity of light that you have co-created this sacred and holy day on behalf of all humanity. Please join with us again next week as we expand the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.